Hello and welcome, people of Los Angeles, to an encore presentation of The Talking Show. Tonight, get your face ready for an encore presentation of our shit-hot episode featuring artist, musician, Matt Doyle. Holy shit.
Good evening. Welcome to The Talking Show.
The Talking Show.
On K Chung Radio, Chinatown's only.
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 Micro broadcasting radio solution.
Enterprise.
Enterprise. Yeah, there's nobody else in this game doing it half as good as we are here
at
in
K
Chinatown.
Chung. No way.
I mean, we are constantly in competition with those guys in Brentwood, but.
Yeah, F those turkeys, man.
Yeah, forget them.
Just in case you are somehow hearing this but are confused, you can listen to K Chung on either 1630 AM or kchung.org.
/stream, I think.
/stream, that's right. kchungradio.org/stream if you're listening on the international network of computers.
Speaking of that network, what do you think about Amazon's latest pursuit, Steve?
Which one?
That now you can hire a babysitter through Amazon.com.
Oh, shit, you can also get music lessons. No joke.
Is this something you're signing up for? Or?
No. No. By the way, everyone, I'm Steve Cato.
And I'm Nicholas Miller.
And we are the hosts of The Talking Show.
Right.
Yeah, no, I didn't know about that new Amazon service.
Yeah, you know, Jeff Bezos' goal to not only control outer space, but to control the entire marketplace is never ending.
So, do they in any way vet these babysitters?
I don't know. I don't think the program has launched yet. It was just announced earlier this week, and there's been a lot of hubbub in the media about it.
That you can just get some babysitter.
Right. And
like, you know, an Uber.
And I think...
it's like getting an Uber for your baby.
People are curious because... It was actually a pretty good business tactic to start with the book, right? Mm-hmm. Because the infrastructure for shipping was in place.
Books are rectangular.
They're perfect objects to ship around.
Uh-huh.
So that's why he started with the book. I don't think the guy cares that much about books, to be honest.
I would agree.
So why start with the babysitter?
So that adults can go out?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Is the babysitter the right shape for shipping?
Well, no. I mean, there's babysitters in every community, obviously. You would get a local... human.
It seems a little intimate. You think you'd start with like lawn work or something where if something went wrong, just like a tree gets hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. As opposed to a life, as opposed to a psyche.
A baby.
One baby.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a family of several babies.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of damaged psyches, the Talking Show took a rare field trip earlier this evening.
Oof.
To the Roy and Edna Disney Cal Arts Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Known on the street as Red Cat. And we heard some former art school colleagues of mine do the early works of Robert Ashley, who's incredibly important to The Talking Show.
That is true. Yeah, he is a really foundational human for this project.
Yeah, and despite his enormous influence on our stylized talking, the work tonight didn't have much talking in at all.
No, you know, and that really, you know, it's the later work that really is clearly that important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What was your take on the concert tonight?
Well, other than our usual take in that, like, live music is in itself painful.
Yeah, unnecessary activity at this point.
Yeah. Something that industrial production can do better, so why not? why insist on doing it thyself? Other than our sort of rote talking show anti-live music bias, I think it was kind of nice. It's work that I don't get to see very often.
Or probably ever again.
You know, no, that's not true. I think now that he's dead, I think people are going to be thrilled to re-perform his work. I feel like it was a little stiff.
But there's a weird complication with performing that work, because either you try to do the major works, which are enormous productions.
Yes.
Or you do those pieces we saw tonight, which are not the most exciting stuff.
Not his best work, maybe, for sure. And but I feel like those works will continue to be performed. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're unperformable versions. And I feel like maybe today it would have been nice if people were a little less, well, it's asking a lot. A little less music school, maybe a little more cash.
Yeah, that's true.
People were just a little more changa about it. I think it would be closer to the
less spirit. Black outfits.
You know, I mean, you hear about the times of like Robert and Mary Ashley back in the day in Ann Arbor, dropping face loads of acid,
crushing beer cans on their head,
like doing some seriously Michigan stuff. And you, I saw none of that, in this context. So, you know, I mean, happy to see it. Happy that people are interested in the same things that, float our boats collectively.
Right.
But that's not all we're going to say about boats tonight, folks.
Really?
No, I have no idea. Why don't you take a drive for a second, Nicholas?
Sure. Steve is manning the audio deck here, and we're really only bringing up Robert Ashley to set up an alley-oop for our guest tonight, who is a well-experienced, well-trodden experimental musician. Who hails mostly from Portland, although moved down to Los Angeles somewhat recently. And I've spoken with him, had dinner with him at least a number of times, hung out with him casually, but I have not seen him incorporate any talking into his work. So we'll see. I'm a little nervous. I feel like it could end up being more like music.
Which is, of course, a no-no.
Right. Not the function of the talking show in society.
No. It's the talking show.
Mm-hmm. But I have great faith in this person. And so I'm very excited to introduce tonight the one, the only, Matt Doyle.
Hey, Nicholas. Thanks for having me. So this is it, just go for it. All right. for all you out there, I'm taking some things out of my pockets right now. Some keys, cell phone, another key, some more coins, and thank you also to Steve, a new friend, just met tonight for the first time. Forgot your name. Jeffrey, who I also just met tonight, and Noor, who I just met tonight. So, you know, I've been told that I do a pretty decent impersonation of some of the characters from the television show Family Guy. And in that interest, I wanted to use this time tonight to attempt something that I haven't attempted before, haven't even really, to be honest, rehearsed before, which is, I've watched the episodes before, I don't know if I've seen this particular episode, but there's a great website where you can find scripts to Family Guy episodes, and, you know, I mean, I mean, you couldn't really call me someone who watches a lot of Family Guy, but tonight I'd like to read an episode from season 3. It's the second episode in the season called Brian Does Hollywood.
Brian Previously on Family Guy.
Oh my God! Tell your father not to start the car!
You want my badge number? Here! Here's my freaking badge number!
I can't lose this case! Lois, the case is already over! Who did this to you? In all my years of research, I've never seen a virus reproduce this quickly. Everyone, I've told you about the file is dead!
What do you mean, cut the blue wire? They're all blue wires! Face it, he's never coming out of that coma.
Brian's gone to Los Angeles to find himself!
It seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV. But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Family Guy. Positively can do all the things that can do, all the things that make us effing cry. He's a Family Guy.
Peter, don't throw out Brian's things. It's not like he's gonna be in Los Angeles forever. He just needs to find himself.
He's not coming back, Lois. You saw him. He just walked out on us. Oh boy, did we have some good times. Here it comes, buddy. Oh! Oh God! Oh God, what are the odds?
Well, if he does come back, I want everything to be just how he left it.
Easy! Massage the scalp! You're washing a baby's hair, not scrubbing vomit off your Christmas dress, you holiday drunk!
You guys, we got a letter from Brian!
Tell him I'm not here.
Let me see. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. There, all better?
You know, you really are some piece of work, lady, if you... Well, actually, yes. Yes, it is.
Greetings from California. I've been very busy. I'm having a great time trying to make it as a writer in L.A. It's just as easy as everyone thinks it is. I've been working the room at a lot of Hollywood parties. Oh.
Bobby, loved you in Raging Bull. Hey, Jody, how's the baby? All right, hey. I need more cheese puffs, Manny. Looks like Oprah's off the wagon again. And skip the toothpick. And skip the toothpicks. She'll just hurt herself. Hey, Bri, you hear about Jason? Paramount brought his script. They bought Death Spares Not the Tiger. $100,000. Pretty good, huh? Jeez, he's been in L.A. how long? Unbelievable. You know, he actually called the main character John Everyman? Come on. Well, good for him. Keanu Reeves, wow. I don't usually gush. You'll have to forgive me, but when I was writing Coast Guard, that's what I do. I'm a writer. Anyway, when I was writing Coast Guard, I couldn't think of anyone other than... There's a woodpecker on your head. Yeah, he comes and goes. Now, back to kids say the darndest things.
It's okay, take your time. Then what happened? He said he would kill me if I ever said anything. Do you remember what he looked like? Yeah, he had a big scar on his arm and a big stupid doo-doo head. A big stupid doo-doo head? Honestly, the things these children come up with.
If you have a child you'd like to exploit for a trip to Los Angeles, why not have them try out for our show? Next auditions will be in New York, Chicago, and Quahog, Rhode Island.
Maybe Stewie could get on the show.
You must be Shrewman.
Yeah, we can get a free trip to L.A. and see Brian.
I haven't been to California since I lived with my other family.
Hey guys, I just got invited to a party at Sharon Tate's house. You guys can come out, but you got to promise not to embarrass me.
French? Well, if torture won't work, perhaps a little tenderness will.
I like your taste in women. Yeah, I think she and I are gonna have a good time together. Yeah, you like this, don't you? Oh God, look at me, having sex with a pig. I've become my father. Stewie, let's get your sailor suit. You got to look cute if you're auditioning for national television. Lois, I told you there's no way. National television, you say? Coast to coast? That could be my ideal place to unleash my mass hypnosis device on the unsuspecting public. Oh, I've always loved this little sailor suit. Or we could do nice corduroys in a sweater. Or you can make yourself useful and wipe my bottom. Circular motion, one finger. And don't you look at me. Oh my God, that's Michael Eisner. I'll take it from here. Julio, here you go. Mr. Eisner, it's been Brianized. You might notice that new script smell. Every car I hand wash comes with a smile, an air freshener, and a copy of my Can't Miss It coming of age comedy set in Wisconsin. What's your name? Brian. Let's see. There we go, Brian. See you at Disneyland. Bring money.
Oh, fuck. It's Tom Tucker from the news, and this must be his son.
Oh, my. I feel bad staring without having paid for a ticket. I mean, really, how am I supposed to follow that act? Bite the head off a chicken? Dad, they're staring at me. They're just jealous. You're next. Wait a minute. Wait, we were next. Hey, don't walk away from me. Hey, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna get out the video camera and we'll make our own show. I don't wanna. Yes, you do, because it's normal. Tell us, Stewie, what job does a mommy do?
Interesting question. More to the point, how does one define job without branding oneself with useless labels? I'm sorry. I'm afraid I answered your question with another question.
How old do you think Daddy is?
42. Oh, I mean, Daddy's old. I think he's 7. Yes, that's it. Yes, that's what you want to hear, isn't it? Yes, jump through the hoop. Daddy's feet smell. Jackasses.
Mr. and Mr. Griffin, he's adorable. Congratulations. Stewie's gonna be on the show.
Did you hear that, Lois? We're going to Hollywood, where the people are sexy and clever, and they always say something funny right before the commercial break.
Oh, great. I always end up sitting next to a damn baby.
What? What did you just say?
Stewie, stop fussing.
Not now, Lois. Hey, big man, turn around. If you've got something to say, say it to my face.
Oh, you can't hear me now. All right, that's it. I was gonna watch the movie, but forget it. For the next 5 hours, you're my bitch.
Oh, my eyes are popping and there's no way to console me. I'm hungry and possibly teething. Maybe I'm wet. Who knows? I'm a baby.
This is a message for Brian. This is Jack Nicholson. Listen, I read your script and it just, you know, jumped right off the page. I think it's something I'd be excited to be a part of, so call my...
Listen, I'm just jacking you, man. Me and my buddy Phil just found your script at Starbucks. Tell him it sucks. Yeah, it sucks. Give it up, loser. And don't put your number on the cover, you stupid. I'm hungry. Beep, 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 beep. Jasper's residence.
Who the hell is Jasper? Where's Brian?
Peter? It's me. Jasper's my cousin. I'm using his place while he's working at Club Med. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, we're in LA.
What? What a terrific surprise.
Brian, can we see you for dinner? You're not too famous to get together with your old family, are you?
I was invited to the premiere of the new Val Kilmer picture, but I'd much rather take you guys out to dinner. How about Musso and Frank's, 8 o'clock?
Okay, see you later, Mr. Big Shot.
Oh, crap. Didn't push end. This is gonna cost me a fortune. Brian! Okay, I'm back. Tell me everything. I'm sitting, I'm hearing. That's Ricardo. Ricardo? Brian. He doesn't speak any English. Can I? Catching up. Okay, me first. I'm in love. Ooh, too much dressing. He's from the Philippines. I know. I'm a rice queen. So, how's the writing thingy going? Terrible. I can't even get my foot in the door. Oh, okay. I have somebody for you to meet. He's a producer. He's great.
Really?
Thanks. That'd be great. So, do you like Sex and the City?
Yeah,
it's an alright show. I wasn't talking about the show. I'm nasty. Someone send me out to sea. It says that this is an actual gutter where the policeman fell over laughing after Eddie Murphy told him he was just giving a transvestite a ride home. Bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing. I think that's me. Hello?
Hey, Peter, it's Quagmire.
Oh, hey, Quagmire.
Guess what? Last night I had sex with a black chick.
I gotta go. Sorry. What? All he said was black chick. Yeah, I know. But your boyfriend kind of looks like one of your typical angry black guys, and I didn't want to offend him. Hey, we cool, G? Yeah? Alright. I was thinking Halle Berry would be perfect as the camp counselor all the kids want to get with. Jasper was right. You're very talented. You know, I'm having a brainstorm here. Have you ever thought about directing? Just every waking hour. I got this movie. I'm not gonna lie, it's a low-budget movie, but the script is solid. My director dropped out, and I need someone who's smart, ambitious, and not addicted to meth. Well, I am smart and ambitious. Seriously. No, I'm clean. You know, Musso and Franks is famous. See the bar over there? Great writers like Hemingway and Faulkner drank there. Where did that guy who wrote Porky's drink? Oh man, when that fat broad grabbed that kid's crank through the hole? Where did they get their ideas? Where did they get them? You're the writer, you tell me. Ah, boy, this is great. All the searching, that emptiness I felt back home, gone. I think I finally found my life's calling, you know?
How wonderful! You know, Brian, I've always found your writing to be a little hackneyed and stilted, but I guess that's why I'm not working out here in Hollywood, huh? Oh, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. You know what might be a thrill for you guys?
Oh, eating a pebble!
Yes, but I was talking about stopping by the set to see me in action.
Brian, could we really?
You do know somebody in the business.
Yes, well, I'm in the business too. I'm going to be on television.
Great.
Yes, and when I make my appearance, I'll promise you'll talk about it at the water cooler the next day.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Yutz.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm trying to reach Peter Griffin.
You're in him.
Mr. Griffin, are you happy with your long-distance service?
Yes, and I'm sick and tired of you people always calling during dinner. I demand to speak to your supervisor.
Hold, please.
Oh, Peter, I love this song. Open your mouth.
Brian, right on time. I like that. Come in. So, ready? Ready to shoot your first scene? Oh, I sure am. Where's the set? Second door on your left. So, is this some kind of shampoo commercial, right?
Do I have to sleep with a dog in this one?
Hey, can somebody fluff Powell? He's got like a windsock thing going on.
So, this is some kind of shampoo commercial, right?
Look, Zach, I'm sorry. There's just no way I can do this. I mean, I've been around, you know, I've licked my share of peanut butter, but I think you're gonna need to find yourself a new director.
Are you sure? I just can't do this.
Oh, come on. Is this any more degrading than washing cars? At least here you can be creative.
Look, I want to make this perfectly clear. There is absolutely no way I would possibly consider doing something like this. Unless I saw a script first.
Of course.
You know, this isn't bad.
It's kind of like Bang the Drum Slowly, except the drum's a chick.
Peter, slow down. Brian said he was going to be on set all day. On the set. Listen to me. 2 days in Hollywood and I sound like a contract player. Woo-woo.
Oh, crap. The LAPD. Ow!
Come on, Peter. I want to save some tape for the Hollywood sign.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, you guys. Our pleasure. Have a nice vacation, sir.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And cut. Okay. Nice take, Jenna. But let's try giving the lines a little subtext this time. Your husband's always away on business and you feel increasingly isolated and unloved. So you begin to think maybe you should go back to graduate school and finish your dissertation. And that's when you notice the cable man has taken his pants off.
Wow, a real movie set. Hey, this house looks kind of familiar.
How big Samuel Jackson is here. He's in everything. Hey, there's Brian.
Samuel, when you lay her down in front of the fireplace, I want you to enter from, oh my God.
Hey, you guys! Hey, Brian, can I be in the movie?
Well, actually, one of the jacuzzi girls didn't show up. How long can you hold your breath underwater, sweetie?
Real long. One time at Hatch Pond? No, absolutely not. This is a closed set. You gotta leave. Get these people out of here now.
Huh, what? Now that you're a big director, we embarrass you?
No. I mean, yes.
Does anyone else smell Astroglide?
You're gonna look so handsome. Look at these crow's feet. My God, you stay up past 7:30 and you pay for it in the morning.
Who the hell does Brian think he is? Wow, maybe he thought we'd get in the way. It wouldn't be the first time you've disrupted a performance.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. I didn't see it. It jumped right in front of my car. Oh, I am so sorry.
I think we just have to face it, Peter. Brian's a big-time Hollywood director, and we're just simple, small-town people.
All right. One more, Rob Lowe.
Straight.
No.
Yes.
Come on. Stop.
Ho-hum.
Pull over.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Who?
Well, he hides it well. Yeah, he wishes.
Ooh, Stewie! That's a funny name. Stewie. It's like a stew, only with an E at the end. I meant, it's funny, Stewie. You see, I had an uncle named Stewie, and he used to sell bicycles.
I'm sorry, aren't you supposed to be asking me a question?
Stewie, what do you think candy is made out of?
Sunshine and farts. What the hell kind of question is that?
I love candy. When I was a little boy, we would play a stickball.
Oh no, I'll wait. Oh, are you finished? I'm sorry, it's my fault, really. I thought the name of the show was Kids Say the Darndest Things, not Old Black Comedians Never Shut the Hell Up. Ask me what I want to be when I grow up.
We used to play Buck Buck.
Enough of your blather. Good evening, world. From this moment on, I will be your...
What do you got there? You gonna go skiing now?
Oh, give them back to me. They're of no use to you.
I'm going down the mountain.
No, don't listen to him. That's not funny. That's just saying what happens when you go skiing.
Well, here I go. Down the slope, I'm gonna go a zip zap.
Stop it. Stop applauding him. He's not even using real words anymore.
We'll be back with a little girl from Atlanta who skips rope with her sister's pigtails. Oh, bloop, bloop, bloop.
No, my segment's not over.
Come on, little fella. You like to jump rope, don't you?
I like jump rope.
All right, so you're just gonna sit here and enjoy it.
I'm gonna sit here and enjoy it. And I like pudding. And Ghost Dad was the best movie I've ever seen.
Hey, good news.
What, more people think I'm an arrogant jerk? You're more than that, Mr. Nominated for an Adult Movie Award for Best Director.
A Woody? I'm up for a Woody?
Come on, call your family. I bet they'll be really proud of you.
No, I'd rather they think I'm a jerk than a smut puddler.
Brian, they're your family. They'll love you even if you made a couple of crappy movies. I mean, Blythe Danner still loves Gwyneth Paltrow. Ooh, score one for me. Welcome back to E's Adult Video Awards pre-show. It's a good crowd here tonight, Mom.
It sure is, Melissa. All the studs and sluts are arriving. Brian!
Hey.
You're nominated for 3 of the 7 films you directed yesterday.
Add Mama to the Train, The Purple Head of Cairo, and what was the third one? You've Got Male Genitalia.
You know, I was asked to star in a porno once. Yeah, but I couldn't. Because, you know, most of my body is less than 18 years old. I used to guest host The Tonight Show.
Oh,
yeah? What was that like, 30 years ago? Your mic... Oh, yeah? What was that, like, 30 years ago? You know, I was asked to star in a porno once. Yeah, but I couldn't, because, you know, most of my body is less than 18 years old. I used to guest host The Tonight Show. Oh, yeah? What was that, like, 30 years ago? Your mic isn't plugged in. You're not even on television right now, are you?
In my mind! The next award is for Best Original Score in an Adult Film, and the nominees are Ron Jones, Walter Murphy, and John Williams.
Wow, you've come a long way from hiding from the vacuum cleaner.
Lois! Hey, buddy. Hey, how are you, Alfred Hitchcock? You like that one, Dick Hurts? I'm sorry, I'm already drunk.
How did you guys know?
Jasper called. Brian, why didn't you tell us?
Well, I thought you'd be ashamed of me.
You kidding? I had to knock you out for not bringing me here sooner. Hey, look at the pair on that one, Lois. Bigger than your head.
So you guys aren't offended by this?
Well, I can't say that I approve, but we love you. If this is what makes you happy, we support you.
My God. I thought I needed to get away from you guys to find what was missing in my life, but the only thing I'm missing is my family. How could I ever have become involved in this filthy, degrading business? And the award goes to Brian Griffin.
Wow. My God. This is unexpected. I want to thank my incredible production team who have been with me since Shaving Private Ryan all the way to Welcome to My Face.
He lives with us back in Quahog.
Hey, you got a nice wiggle, baby. You want to be in a movie, huh? A little girl-girl action, maybe?
Peter!
Hey, good luck, buddy. I've been barking up that tree for 17 years.
Well, that was a wonderful trip, and everyone has something to remember it by.
You're gonna love it at our house, Jenna Jameson.
And that's the end of the episode.
Wow. That was one of the funnier episodes of the talking show we've ever had. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. That was great.
Yeah. I've never seen one person on the talking show play so many characters.
Is that actually true? Have we... I guess we haven't had any impressionists at all, have we?
You know, the show doesn't really deal with the idea of characters at all. People pretty much play themselves up until this point.
Yeah,
but we're always breaking boundaries on the show.
This is, in fact, a show that breaks all the boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boundaries outside of music, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. The music boundaries stay in music.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We've had a number of comedians...
You know what, to be fair, like the only narrative work we've actually ever had was like the Norse sagas, for example.
Oh yeah.
Or the other sagas as well, the Bach saga. That was ostensibly a narrative venture, but we have not gone to this place before.
Right. What do you think about impersonation, Steve?
You know, well, on one hand, I think we're each and every one of us is, you know, impersonating something.
Right.
So, you know, we're all in drag as something. So, might as well go for it. You know, might as well jump.
Yeah, the impulse to fit in is quite strong.
Yeah, and so like doing an impression is just like taking that to an extent outside of the body.
Yeah, and I have to tip the talking show hat to Matt. Reading a doing an impersonation of a television show without the image on the talking show is kind of about as good as it gets. It kind of nails
this. Was incredible.
It nails the whole
today
thing.
Today was outrageous. This was so weird.
Because there's a constant interrogation of appearances on this show, and Matt Matt laid it all to bear.
It was incredible. I have to say that I was so tempted to use a video I had recorded of Matt changing forms, essentially, in between roles, that I accidentally blurted that out into the studio and interrupted Matt, and I'm sorry about that. That was my bad.
Did you?
But it was a testament to how incredible the process was.
Right, so much that you wanted it forever.
And I wanted to share.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there are other avenues.
There are other avenues. Yeah, I don't know. We are doing a radio show right now, for example.
Yeah. Did you watch The Family Guy when it was coming out?
Myself? Is it still not happening?
Oh, God, it probably is.
I believe it to continue. Can anyone confirm or deny? Still on, right? Still happening?
Yeah, possibly.
I believe it's still actually on TV.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch it when it started?
No, you know, it started after I hit sort of a teenage TV-free mm-hmm. lifestyle.
Yeah.
That has persisted.
I remember when it came out, I felt this deep sense of betrayal, like someone had replaced my best friend being The Simpsons.
The Simpsons are still around.
They happened at the same time, but you know, all of my actual friends in real life shifted their gaze to Family Guy,
because
you know,
see.
It was like it had more punch or something. You know,
it's nastier.
It's definitely nastier. But yeah, so it was a very upsetting show for me.
Like just for the social sort of balkanization occurring in your friend team.
Yeah, it was a pill I couldn't swallow.
Harsh. I guess it's also I think I sort of got a head start on internet binge watching by just watching cable TV rerunning things. So even the last end of me watching TV as a young person was consecrated exclusively to reruns. Like they would run all of The Prisoner.
Right.
You know, in a couple of days, and I would just watch The Prisoner.
Are commercials over? Do they show television commercials anymore?
They do.
They're not on internet TV, though.
Oh, there are tons of commercials on internet TV. Jack in the Box, I've seen. There's one for Daily Burn on Hulu.
What services do you use?
Hulu, Netflix.
Oh. If you pay for them, do the commercials go away?
Not on Hulu.
Oh, okay. I don't watch Hulu.
Go figure, folks. And if you steal stuff off of the internet, you still have to watch some sort of ad, right? Like when you're torrenting an entire season of television, you still have to watch an ad suggesting that you, like, you know, date Russian women or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. The torrents I downloaded don't have advertisements.
It's not on the torrent. It's not on the file. But when you're actually trying to find the file on the side of the thing, and like,
right, one could easily have sex with this like gorgeous 22-year-old girl in a area code nearby.
Yeah, and she's fake messaging you, but
right. You know, a friend of mine, after college, moved to San Francisco, and he was working for a tech company that they had patented that sidebar where it's like a basketball hoop, you know, and there's like the basketball's
going back and forth.
You try and make it in the basketball hoop, and then they would just collect thousands of email addresses of, you know, elderly people in the Midwest
who were trying to get it in the basketball
hoop. Yeah, they thought they were going to win the iPod or whatever, and then they they'd sell those bundles of email addresses to various nefarious companies. He called himself a spam artist.
Wow.
Yeah.
You went to college with this guy?
Yeah, in high school. And now he's a world famous DJ.
World famous?
Not dissimilar, I guess.
How famous? Is he as famous as K-Chung's neighbor Skrillex, or less or more famous?
Less famous, but he has, moved out to Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona.
And he has a weekly residency in Ibiza.
Oh, that sounds nice.
So they fly him from Barcelona to Ibiza once a week to take MDMA.
And he got there through spam.
That was what funded his habit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's hope for all of us, isn't there? And and that is that for another episode of The Talking Show. Yeah. That was incredible. Matt Doyle, that was just outrageous. That was something else. I don't think we've ever, in an evening so, that was almost like a desert for entertainment. Well, with all the live music and everything like that, it's nice to turn the whole script right around.
It's nice to feel like that we could hold a candle to Too True.
Yeah, yeah. Not the only party on the block, huh?
No.
Max and Joe?
Max and Joe and Matt.
Matt.
Well, thanks, Chinatown.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Stay warm.